And welcome. Ari Rosenbaum here with another episode of the F1K podcast. We're going to talk to Dan Harding from Wealth Prime today. Going to talk about his place in the 401k industry and something really exciting that he's working on. It should certainly be an interesting conversation. And of course, as always, shilling for my events. We're coming very, very close. By the time you hear this, we'll just be a handful of days away. So that means this will be the last time I will mention that 401k National Conference, Walt Disney World Swan, Lake Buena Vista, Florida, March 10th and the 11th. Ron Duguay, Goose Gossage, Retireholics, you name it, we got it. Should be a fun-filled couple of days there. A unique 401k event. Going to talk about, you know, social media, marketing, Secure Act, PEPs, MEPs. You'll have a certainly great time. FPS Trust will be there talking about their automatic rollover solution, which is really exciting. So go to that 401kside.com to sign up today. And then, of course, we have our regional events. Houston is going to be on April 17th. We'll be May 8th in St. Louis, June the 5th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Go to that 401kside.com. Sign up for further information. My buddy Larry is trying to get me a guest for Houston that we can announce soon. So hopefully by next week we can, you know, find out who that person is. So again, go to that 401kside.com and sign up today. And I'd like to welcome Dan Harding from Wealth Prime to the podcast. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. Ari, how are you doing, my friend?
I can't complain. I could complain, but nobody really would listen or care, but, you know.
It's very true. No one does.
And of course. It's like a Larry David Kirby enthusiasm. It's like kind of like you throw it out there and nobody really cares how you're doing, you know. You want to try and say, you know, I'm really awful, and you want to see if people could actually pick up on that. And, you know, most of the time they're going to say, oh, that's great.
Hours to live.
Yeah.
How you doing? I've got 8 hours to live. How do you respond to that one?
They usually say, oh, that's great. You know,
this is going to be a bad day.
Yeah. Fake pleasantries. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about your business. How'd you start in the retirement plan business? You know, we weren't all born into it.
Well, actually, I was born into it.
Well, you weren't born into it. Just because your family was into it doesn't mean you were born into it. You could have decided to be something else.
How about this? I was born into a family that owned a third-party administrative company.
Okay.
And that company, founded in 1978, also the year I was born, is called Retirement Administration Incorporated. And so Sam Harding, who was president of NIPA multiple years, started his third-party administrative company in Los Altos, California. So heart of Silicon Valley, big tech, big venture capital groups. And throughout the years, both my mom and my dad worked at retirement administration, and we built out a pretty great little business. And we really concentrate on helping, you know, high net worth individuals such as venture capital and private equity companies put together the advanced tax mitigation strategies that we'll talk about today.
Yeah, I mean, that's I always find it fascinating, anybody who was in the business prior to the Tax Reform Act of 86. I mean, because that puts you into, you know, the days of when everything was, you know, a lot of pen and paper, a lot of old I would imagine, like, Unix machines or Unix terminals. Yeah. And
we still have some of those old crazy things here because my dad never liked to throw the old stuff away. So we've got all kinds of stuff here. Now, I wasn't working as an administrator at 8 years old. But, yeah. It's fun. We've got, you know, we've got a great little company in the Bay Area. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have it, and I purchased it from my parents, and I hope that, you know, down the road I can have my son Haley, my son Hunter or Haley, run it down the road.
That's pretty awesome. In terms of, obviously, you started in the business, yeah, I guess after college you joined up, and
you know, I worked a little through different levels of finance. I was doing 1031 tax deferred exchange for Marcus and Millichap for on the commercial investment side. I worked for JP Morgan as well before the mortgage-backed securities crushed the market. So yeah, and then I brought kind of my knowledge of a little bit of finance and to the family company, which and you know it came on in 2005, which I came into this business, and it's and I've really kind of taken I feel to the next level with regards to who we're working with now and the technology that we're working on.
So you've been there 15 years. How's the technology you've seen really transform the business? I mean, even 15 years ago, it's still, you know, it's still amazing what's gone on in the last 15 years.
Yeah, well, I think we're right on the edge of it, where I think technology is really going to start taking over this business with regards to, you know, the different levels to optimize tax strategies or show different solutions to clients at and be able to do that quickly and dynamically. So I mean there a lot of technology in our business are though hasn't changed in 15 years. There's a lot of stuff that's super, you know, it's not DOS prompt anymore, but there's a lot of it that is still super archaic the way people are do things.
As somebody who's part of, let's say, you know, you use the term mom and pop shop. As a TPA, how do you see the challenges when I always go to 401k help center every week and seeing who buys who. And there are a lot of, you know, over the years, former clients, even current clients just being bought out. I just had a very important client of mine, bought out, a few weeks back. How do you, you know, survive in a business where it feels like there are, you know, a couple 800-pound gorillas in the room that are buying TPA shops left and right, coast to coast?
I mean, yeah, since a census has rolled so many TPAs up recently, and there's a couple other groups as well. It's we're being contacted, you know, frequently on kind of on our business and our brand. We're not in the interest of selling anytime soon. Well, there's always the right number, but I'm in the process. I would really want to build. And you know, I might even start acquiring groups down the road. So
what's the newest thing that you're working on?
Sure. So we talked about Retirement Administration Incorporated as kind of our business that we do kind of the administration. What we've built is a new technology platform, and we're calling that Wealth Prime. And what Wealth Prime does is it's for financial advisors, CPAs, estate attorneys, and TPAs, so trying to get all my friends in the market, to use they can go to wealthprime.com, run on the top right, there's a button which you can click, and it says run calculation. And what this does, it allows for advisors in a meeting or planners in a meeting to just plug in 10 pieces of information. So the name of the client or prospect, the age, the estimated income, whether that be W-2, pass-through, or other investments. Are they married? What's their entity type? Are they LLC, S-Corp? And all that, those 10 pieces of data are pulled into the system. And what we do is then we create a dynamic wealth report. So it's either 2 to 10 pages, depending on kind of the level of the licensing. And that wealth report does three things. First of all, it shows you what your estimated tax bill is, and then shows you how to reduce it by at least $25,000 a year, and that's by using qualified plans. So the tech runs a comparative analysis between doing nothing, no retirement plan contributions, versus having retirement plan contributions, and how much money can be saved with that type of strategy over time. And then lastly, we're able to identify the area to get in under the 199A deduction level, so under $415,000 to qualify for that, up to that 20% pass-through QBI deduction. So the tech really helps planners in harvesting opportunities, selling qualified plans, and helping their clients see what their 5, 10, 15-year retirement look like, what it would look like.
Yeah, you gave me a look at it, and you know, I'm honest. I'm a little too honest, and that's why I don't get invited to the big conferences. And I had to start my own. I mean, it's a running joke, but part of me is very, very serious. And sure. People from time to time let me look at things, And I mean, you know, I think I told you a story. Somebody a few months back, I was right around the time I was going to do an event in New Jersey, and the guy's like, "Oh, I got this website with 5,500 data. It's this. We can get plan sponsors to sign up advisors." And I looked at it, and it's like it's no different than we could get something for free on eFast. Maybe there was analysis, but it was just like it was no different than what anybody else offers. Sure. And when you sent me Wealth Prime, I'm like, wow, this is, you know, when I work for a TPA or even, you know, as an arrested attorney on my own, you have clients, potential clients and situations. I always use the example of a attorney many years ago said, you know what, I got a $500,000 settlement. What kind of plan can I put in other than a SEP, which is what I have currently now? And I'm like, how old are you? I'm 70 years old. Do you have any employees? No. Okay, well, here's a defined benefit plan, but you know, I think he saved $230,000 the first year. But the problem was I had to go talk to an actuary, send them the information, and maybe within a week I'd get something back. And with Wealth Prime, you're essentially giving that data. It's not you know, there's obviously there'd be nuances that you know in details that they may give you later on that may change the calculations. But it's like very instantaneous. To me, this is no different. I don't know if I used the example with you when we talked before. It reminds me when the photo developing places came out. Back in the old days, in the days of film, you sent out your film in 2 or 3 days. You didn't get in. Maybe within a week, you got your film back and it were developed. And then eventually they came out with the quick developing where it was like in an hour you could get your pictures, and then now with digital cameras you could see exactly what your photos are. So when I was on a team tour of Europe and I screwed up and I didn't put my film in and I didn't get to take pictures of Paris, well, if I had a digital camera I could have seen what I did. And to me, Wealth Prime is the idea of instantaneous plan calculations, the idea that you don't have to beg the actuary that you're working with or several of the administrators you're working with to develop a proposal that you can give to your client.
Right. Well, thank you. I love that comparison. And actually, on top of that, so what we've already built out is exciting. What's coming out in the next probably month or two is our full plan design desk. So anyone can use the platform. They can upload a census directly, and then our system will dynamically calculate all the different retirement plan options. So they can go as simple, they can look at what a 401k versus a simple, what does an IRA look like, a SEP IRA with employees, which everyone's getting 25% compensation or contribution versus a tiered profit sharing plan with the 401k. What's going to be the difference between those on the net take home for the client, what the cost to the employee is going to be, what's the percentage back to the ownership, and then also have the cash balance defined benefit layer where you can upload the census for all, you know, 5, 10, 15 employees, and then you can have those reports automatically, and then you can send those reports and compare those reports to CPAs or whoever your partners are. So that's why I'm really excited for kind of the 2.0 plan design desk to come out, because I think it's really going to help streamline a lot of people's processes. And I want TPAs to use it. I want CPAs to use it. And it's really, I think, going to help as an education platform to help really improve the amounts of quality that our partners that are listening to this call that they can deliver to their clients, and also just helping, you know, people put money away for retirement.
So it's a subscription-based website, or how do you make money off of it?
What's the hook? We've got it's a subscription-based website, and our range is on a monthly between $149 and $349 per month, depending on the levels of the white labeling and the additional features that you can add. But we're having a great response right now for our advisors that are using it to sell in the qualified space, build AUM, even sell life insurance inside of these types of plans where it's appropriate.
So advisors seem interested in it? I mean, I would assume TPAs, obviously, on the sales calls, they would be very much interested, but the advisors, because, you know, advisors always a tough market to crack.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we're showing our advisors that, you know, because selling cash balance plans, in my opinion, is where the market's going. And you can make a lot more money by selling cash balance plans because, first of all, the assets are growing. You're contributing larger amounts of company profits into the cash balance plans because you can be between 50 and 350 per year, 50,000 per year. But you're also, the advisors can charge more, you know, because they're managing to the interest crediting rate or the rate of return on the asset. So, for example, 401k plans, defined contributions, most advisors, and this is from like the 401k network book, are charged between, you know, 25 to 75 bips. That's on average on defined contribution plans. And then you're only putting $19,500 in the 401k. Versus the combination plan design where you're getting your 401k profit sharing, $37,000, where you're charging that same FIPS, but then on the cash balance plan where you're able to put $200,000 in, you can charge 1% to 2%. So that's where a lot of our advisors are using our technology to show clients how much money they can save, what the tax harvesting can look like, but also they're incentivized because it's a lot, you can grow your book a lot faster.
And is there the hope that, you know, obviously the people using Wealth Prime obviously would use you as a TPA, or is that, you know?
That's the hope. That's the hope. I also understand. I'm not here to – this is a small industry. I have lots of great TPA partner friends. I don't want to upset any apple carts. But, no, that's the goal. We want everyone to use our education platform, including TPAs. And then, you know, if obviously TPAs aren't going to use our services unless they don't have an actuary, and then right. They can use us, and then we'll revs share. But yeah, absolutely. The goal is to, I want to bring as many clients, great clients on to a great experience as possible. And using technology is going to allow us to scale that and really enhance the service offering for all parties.
So how quickly does, you know, the questionnaire, if I remember, how quickly does it go for, you know, from, you know, basically start to finish when you have, let's say, for example, you're working on a law firm and they got 10 employees, how quick is the interface?
Well, it's not fully done yet. So I don't, until my chickens have hatched, I don't know. But I'm hoping, because like my version one, that is a little bit less complex, that takes 5 to 7 seconds. When we're layering multiple plan designs in through all of the non-discrimination, because remember, on my other platform, which is, you know, using an example for one person, right?
Right.
It's a lot more complex when you're bringing in all the coverage rules, non-discrimination testing rules, and then having my back-end calculation system run that automatically until it's corrected. It's super complex. And so I'm hoping it could be like 30 seconds or maybe 10 seconds, but I don't know yet. It's very complex.
Well, I would assume it's complex, but it's easier to deal than with, you know, some of the actuaries that I work with in my lifetime where, you know, you can't, the actuary doesn't, you know, supposedly speaks English, but doesn't really. They just speak yep. actuaries, you know? I've worked at firms where, you know, I think I've been at one firm where there was actually one actuary we could bring to a meeting and not, you know, not offend the plan sponsor.
We try to, you know, actuaries are very interesting people. We keep ours locked in a cage away from all and other individuals.
That's a joke, you know.
Hold on. As they're banging.
Yeah, exactly.
But I agree. So we're just trying to streamline this process because it's, and I've known this, and you know this, Ari, like a lot of our business, and that's, you know, from talking to the client to a prospect to running a proposal to then running and getting multiple quotes from different vendors to then bringing all that information back to the client and saying, okay, make a decision. There's a lot of inefficiencies I see, and that's why I'm really excited to be on the front end of the basically building SaaS products for the financial advisory market.
Yeah, and it's to combat what I always thought was a lot of laziness with advisors and certain providers, especially 401k providers, where they would just sign you up for a, you know, a 401k plan with comp to comp profit sharing and not bothering to ask about safe harbor, cash balance, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, and a lot, I think you're right, laziness is a problem. I mean, a lot of CPAs are only basically only tell their clients to do SEPs because they think that the contribution is equal to a 401k profit sharing, which is great, but you know, you can do a lot more with this tool. You know, you can layer the cash balance. There's other types of strategies that can really mitigate taxes that this tool, I'm hoping to push it out to everyone in the planning sector, because this can help CPAs charge more money by billing in the slow season. There's also some insurance plays there. It's just it's a tool that I think can be well used by multiple different industries, and you know, everyone wins by helping your clients get retirement ready.
Yeah, on the CPA level, you know, they look to SEPs because there's that easy percentage of compensation contribution, but then there's no 5,500, which to them is like the biggest deal of all. And, well, you know, it's cutting your nose to spite your face because, yeah, the SEP is easier, but if you got employees, you got to give them the same percentage of contribution. There's no deferrals, yeah. And whoopee, you saved the 5,500, but you left a lot of money on the table.
Yeah, and you left a ton of money on the table, and also with the tiered profit sharing plan versus an IRA, you're allowed to throw, you can throw vesting schedules on those contributions. So not only were the contributions to the rank and file be significantly less on average than in a profit sharing than an IRA, you can also claw back any of those assets if they're unvested. So it's a much better plan design. Yes, it costs money to have a qualified plan, so 401k, prop sharing, obviously, versus a SEP, which are mostly just sponsored by institutions that are free because they want to make money on the money. But it's, if you're thinking about planning, in my opinion, and I think where the market is going, because I think the market's going away from IRAs dramatically, and I'll explain why in just a second. It's just a better design for your clients, even if they've got to pay some money. But we should talk about the SECURE Act. I mean, all the benefits of the SECURE Act.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know, there's certainly, you know, some attributes that are positive. You know, even on the IRA side with the, you know, changing of the retirement, the 72 as the stepping stone to taking out requirement and distributions. But, yeah, I mean, there are so many, you know, obviously everybody's focusing on MEPs and PEPs, but I really believe that is not going to be the biggest game changer. I think the biggest game changer, in my opinion, is on the 401k side, where you're allowing that full-time, part-time employee to finally become eligible, you know, after 3 years. And then, you know, you're going to have a lot more participants in the plan.
Yeah. I think there's $4 trillion in IRAs that I think a lot of those dollars are going to come into qualified plans for a couple reasons. The new tax credits that the IRS is offering, used to be in 2019 and prior, it would be $500 tax credit if you put together a 401k plan for three consecutive years, which is a tax credit different than tax deduction, obviously. The IRS is so fired up to have people move money from SEPs to 401ks that they're now giving a $5,000 per year plus you still get that $500 if you do an automatic enrollment.
Right.
So it's be up to $16,500 tax credit just by doing a 401k versus an IRA. That's real money.
No, it's huge. And then also you're going to see a lot of the custodians want to move that IRA money into qualified plan money because they realize they're not making any more money in the IRAs.
You know, yeah,
Fidelity sure. wants to keep money in the 401k plans because they're not making money on the IRAs thanks to Schwab going right. commission-free and everybody having to meet that commission-free pricing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think there's going to be a huge, huge movement into qualified plans in the next year or two. So that's why we're excited as partners of all of you on this pod to help with our technology, to help you go grasp those $4 trillion of IRAs that are going to come over. And we also want to be your administrator.
So where can they get further information? Obviously go to thewealthprime.com or...
Yep. You can also reach me at dan@wealthprime.com. And my cell is 415-205-6500. So that would – and, yeah, please go to our website. Check us out. Email me. I'll get you a free link to use the technology. You won't have to put your credit card up. I would love to show you what we've built and to show you how I think it can help you all better your clients' lives with technology and build assets under management or bring on new clients.
And hope to see you this spring at one of our events.
Absolutely will. I'm so sorry I was unable to make it next week or the week after. This launch has been – I need to get this done. But I will definitely come out and see you, my friend. And, you know, thank you for the opportunity to speak at one of your events and also to speak with you on your podcast. I very much appreciate it, Jerry.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of stuff in this business that, you know, doesn't really wow me. And your website is one of those things that wowed me, you know, when people come – like what you call it? When people come up to me with some great ideas, you know, people at FPS Trust, and they showed me the different things that they could do with automatic rollovers, and, you know, obviously something like yours, it's like a game changer, in my opinion, when you're an advisor or a TPA on a sales meeting, and, you know, to have a computer out there and just type away, and then within minutes getting a, you know, proposal as to, you know, what the better plane design is, I think is a real game changer for everybody.
Thanks, man. That means a lot to me. I agree, and it means a lot to me, and I appreciate that you said that.
So I recommend everybody check wealthprime.com out and sign up, you know, for whatever it is. If you're, to me, $149 or $49, whatever it is, doesn't seem like a deal breaker to me.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks, buddy. You got it. Check's in the mail.
Not a problem. Okay.
All right.
Take care.
You have a great day, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
So thank you, Dan, for a great showcase and discussion concerning Wealth Prime and your work in the industry. And again, like I said, everybody should go to wealthprime.com, check out that website. If you're in the retirement plan business and, you know, there's nothing better to get proposals to your client ASAP, check them out. Great tool. And again, like I said, go to that 401ksite.com for further information to sign up for my events, including the event at Disney, Last Chance, as well as Houston, St. Louis, and Minnesota. Thanks. Bye.